Would you pray with me? Not knowing where to go, we go to you. Not knowing where to turn, we turn to you. Not knowing how to speak, we speak to you. And not knowing what to hold, we bind ourselves to you. Having lost our way, we make our way to you. Having soiled our hearts, we lift our hearts to you. Having wasted our days, we bring the heap to you. Blessed are you in this human moment. Blessed are you whose presence illuminates outrageous evil. Blessed are you who brings chains out of the darkness. Blessed are you who waits in the world. Blessed are you whose name is in the world. Amen. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer, not taking it apart, but hopefully holding it up as a piece of a gift of grace. And we begin this week, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. When I was growing up, we didn't memorize things. In schools, memorizing was considered passé. It wasn't good teaching practice. And in church, memorizing was considered to stunt your spiritual growth. I have come to believe this was not a good thing. Memorizing dates may not help you understand history, but memorizing the times table is essential to basic math. And memorizing poetry gives you a set of books and literature that can never be taken from you. It's not gone when the power goes off and the computer doesn't work, or when you're alone on a desert island. And memorizing prayers gives you words and opens your heart in the times when your own words fail you. And sometimes, something to share with others in moments when everything else is gone. This prayer, because so many people know it, can be shared in moments of shared grief and crisis, in moments of joy and comfort, or in the times when you don't know how to ask or what to pray for. Astronauts have shared it miles above the earth. Peacemakers share it in crisis. I watched David Bowie share it with thousands on the death of Freddie Mercury. I've heard former prisoners say it was the only thing they could think of to say at night in their cells. Simply by repetition, I learned the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. So over the next weeks, we'll be living with the Lord's Prayer, chewing it over. That's a very ancient rabbinic phrase, by the way. Chewing it over like dogs growling over a bone, wondering about it. I want to examine it the way you would look at a favorite work of art, your favorite view. So in these weeks, I ask that you add it to your daily life, when you get up and when you lie down. Pray the prayer. You don't need to take it apart too much. Don't necessarily think about it too much. Just pray it. Put yourself in that brief time into that place of prayer. So for each Sunday, for four Sundays, we'll look at one or two lines of the prayer and pray those lines. So let's begin. Our Father, who art in heaven. When Jesus said this prayer, he said something like, forgive me. Avon de bishmaya, nitchadash shimuch. He began Abba, or Avon, which means dad. We can talk about all of the other ways to name God, and that would be good, but for the moment, let's talk about dad. The father image is really uncomfortable for you. Think of one that is more comfortable and personal, though. Grandpa, grandma, mom, In English, the word father is very formal. My kids only say, yes, father, or yes, mother, when they are annoyed with us. But dad or mom, it's like being in the same room with God. As if we've sat down at the kitchen table or curled up on the sofa next to the one that we love more than anything and said, Dad, in that way that children start a conversation when they need help and don't know what to ask. Dad, or that time you've called out from the street or the place where you really need help. Dad! Mom! In heaven. Leonard Cohen, in the prayer we prayed at the very beginning, uses the phrase, blessed are you in this man's moment. Very personal. And we use the words ourselves, blessed are you in this human moment. So in this human moment, as we approach God, we say, our Father who art in heaven. And we have stepped then, often unknowing, from our human moment into God's, and from our world into God's. And though we may live in hell at that moment, we look up and call out to God, and for a moment, our world intersects with heaven. And sometimes in that moment, a miracle happens, and the sense of heaven flows through that connection that we have made. Hallowed be your name. Sometimes the translation is, may your name be holy, or may your name be hallowed. And here we move from this human moment to the time of hope, to God's time, for we know God is already holy. But this is the prayer for a time when God's name will be hallowed throughout the earth, when the creation and the people lift their heads to holiness. We call God many things, Father, Mother, Creator, Earthmaker, Pain Bearer, Great Spirit, Well of Desire, El Shaddai, Bond of Love, Comforter. But there's only one name that God has given to us. And that is said by God to Moses by a burning bush. And Moses asked what he would say when the people asked God's name. And God said in Hebrew, Eyah Asher Eyah, which translates as, I am, or I am what I will be, or I am here, or I will be there. I am the one who will always be there. That's my favorite translation, I think. That's from Everett Fox's translation. I will be there. May your name be hallowed. And embedded in that simple phrase is that idea that the name of God is not like our names. The name of God is about being, about God's presence and existence with us. And the name we've been given is the foundation of all hope and all being, for God is. God is here. God will be, and God will be there before us and with us. Just as God tells a frightened and uncertain Moses, when you go to lead the people and you go to speak to the murderous Pharaoh and you step out into the wilderness and you are faced with torrents of water and armies and chariots, I will be there. Each time when we pray this prayer, we begin with that one line, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And in that moment, we placed ourselves in God's heaven and in God's time and in God's presence and in God's hope. So let's end by just praying the one line. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Amen.